Komoya Watamanui, Frantin Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Labour's Māori seat campaign chair Willie Jackson says ACT's David Seymour is running his election campaign on lies. The pair clashed at a debate in Auckland last night put on by the Taxpayers Union. Mr Jackson says the Epsom MP is attracting votes based on his own interpretations of the Treaty of Waitangi. Those run counter to principles such as partnership identified by the Court of Appeal in the 1987 case on the sale of state-owned land, which have been followed by every government since.
He's telling a lie. You know, the law has said, the judges have said, that Māori have a special right, have Indigenous rights. Prime Ministers have reinforced it. So he wants to change history. He knows more than English and Finlayson and Doug Graham and Jim Bolger and John Key. It's just disgusting what he's getting away with.
Willie Jackson. Te Pāti Māori's Tāmaki Makaurau candidate says running an urban marae gives her daily confirmation of what matters to voters. Natasha Kemp says whānau have identified the cost of living, housing and health as the key issues they want resolved. Manurewa Marae, with its food bank and health centre, has become a critical community resource.
You know, you've got whānau turning up in cars, no car seats. You see it all just by taking a glimpse of who turns up to the marae. Our whānau are in need, our whānau are in crisis, and we need a change. And our people are actually asking for change.
Natasha Kemp says incumbent MP Penny Henare has worked hard for Tāmaki Makaurau, but the time for change is now. Injured combatants in Ukraine will have the blessing of a tauranga moana iwi as they are carried to safety in a fleet of reconditioned ambulances. The seven decommissioned New Zealand ambulances are now in Kyiv after a major fundraising and logistics exercise by the charity KiwiCare. Ngai Terangi Chief Executive Paula Stanley says the iwi was honoured to be asked to bless the life-saving vehicles and those who will travel within them. Each ambulance will carry a name reflecting the seven key principles of Māori worldview: rangatira, manaaki, kotahi, whānau, kaitiaki, wairua and tupuna. Two pupils from Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Rā Whitirua in the Whangarei suburb of Tikipunga have spiked a science award for a study showing how the weight of kina correlates to the rimurimu or seaweed they eat. Brooklyn Manga Harris and Tegere Mihaka's Taitimu Tairimu project won the Northland Regional Council Environmental Excellence Award at last week's Central Northland Science and Technology Fair. Tumuaki Moana Aroha Henry says it will be an inspiration to others.
It just shows that kura kaupapa Māori can play at a level playing field to any other kura. Although we're very, very small, we can definitely punch above our weight. And it gave them a new experience to look beyond just kaupapa Māori.
And that's your Wātea English News.